What is up? What is up? What is up, everyone? Everyone, everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for your favorite Monday night show. And I'm not talking about Monday Night Football. I'm talking about none other than We'll Talk Monday. Y'all, I have my sister, Miss Tevis, up in the building with me. How you doing, sis? Tevis, you on mute.
Sorry, I'm good. How are you all?
I'm good. I'm good. We have our great guest, which you all will get to meet very shortly, up in the building with us on tonight. But before we get too far started and get this show too far kicking in, y'all know how we start off World Talk Monday. It wouldn't be World Talk Monday if we didn't start it off with a little bit of the theme song. So as the theme song is playing, I want you to like, share, tag, tell everybody, tell anybody that We'll Talk Monday is on. Let's go.
What is up? What is up? What is up? Everyone, everyone, everyone. It is another day, another time, and another week for We'll Talk Monday.
You all, let's start us off with a little bit of a prayer, and then we'll turn it over to Tevis to give us a disclaimer for the night and introduce our topic and introduce our guest. Dear Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you are continuing to do for us in our life. We thank you for another chance and another opportunity to come on and have a powerful, intelligent, intellectual conversation. We pray that something be said or done that gives your name the glory, honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Tevis, it's on you.
So welcome, everyone. We are definitely glad that we have my cousins Erica and Ezell joining us tonight. I always like to start off giving a disclaimer about our topics. They are topics that we just hear about and decide that we want to discuss further on a more personal level. These are our perspectives and our views. Doesn't make them right or wrong. It's an open dialogue to be able to agree or disagree. Not here to force our thoughts and opinions on others. So use what you want. And if you don't, then that's okay as well. So I'm going to ask Erica and Ezell to introduce themselves, just whatever you choose to introduce. If you have businesses or anything of that sort that you want to introduce, you can mention that briefly, and then you can sell yourself at the end of the show. And if not, just introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Erica, and I would like to thank James and my cousin Tevis for inviting us on and thanking of us to come on to discuss this topic that was chosen. During the day, I am collecting for your electric so that your lights stay on. We have one son. His name is Ezell III. And I am currently acting as PTA at his school. We just finished our first fall festival, which was exciting. They had a lot of fun. And that's about it for now.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Ezell, would you like to say anything?
Yeah, I'm Ezell Hutchins Jr. And during the daytime and at nighttime, I am a retiree. Stay home dad, stay home husband. Right. Like, I'm a retiree.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Enjoy that for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I guess we'll get started. James, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so our topic today is, are boys being raised to be too soft? So you oftentimes hear, what is soft? What is considered soft? You know, what is toxic masculinity? What is masculinity, right? So, you know, I always tell the Webster or the dictionary version just so we can have that clarity, but I also like to gain an understanding of what you guys think certain things are, right? So the first question is, what is toxic masculinity? So I'm going to tell the dictionary version of what it says, and then from there, you all can share with me what you all think toxic masculinity is. So it says it is a set of attitudes and ways of behaving stereotypically associated with or expected of men, regarded as having a negative impact on men and on society as a whole. So I know what I gather from that, but you guys, not necessarily from that particular definition, but just when you all hear toxic masculinity, what do you guys think that is? And we can popcorn it so anybody can go whenever they want to. No particular order.
You gotta mute. Okay. I pretty much had the same definition. Once I looked it up, I was a little thrown by the title. I wasn't familiar with the term.
Mm-hmm.
But after I read it, then my thoughts, it started to think about how it could be destructive messages. I was reading the article as well. So what I got out of that was the destructive messages that were sent, what the ideas of manliness perpetuate, whether it be in domination, whether it be in homophobia, whether it be in aggression, the cultural pressures that it comes along with it, how it can be harmful mentally and physically and emotionally, and how if it's ignored, you know, the pain that it causes. So that's what I gathered from that in that moment.
So what do y'all think is weak?
What do we think is weak? What do you think is weak?
No, what do you think is weak?
So when we talk about the term toxic masculinity, mm-hmm. I think of pretty much what Erica says. There is this stereotype of what masculinity should look like, right? What it should look like and what makes it toxic is because so many men, male adults or not, you know, young men, teenagers, middle schoolers, older elementary students have this view of what masculinity looks like, right? Right. And, you know, if I have to think back to my childhood and think about masculinity, I think of a man, a big man, a strong man, superficial muscles or extremely tall and deep voice and, a man, right? Should men cry, or can men hold their son's hands, or can men hug their boys? Why do men tell their boys that boys don't cry. You know, you think about all those things that you used to hear as a kid, whether you heard it in your home, your family's relatives' homes, your friends' homes. Those are the kind of that stereotypical toxic thing that we would oftentimes hear. So that is that. I'm going to answer that before I get to your question, because that's coming. So that's kind of what I think as far as that's concerned. Right. James, what about you?
I feel kind of like what's already been said. A lot of times in society, when you look at manhood, we get told society measures manhood by how much money you make. Can you take care of your family? How many women can you get in a lot of ways?
Yes.
But then when you look at it and you get a man that says, I'm only going to love one woman and I'm going to love her 1,000 ways, then he's considered a simp. But then men like Future, I hate to use him as an example, but men like Future are considered a pimp. But men like Russell Wilson that are saying, I'm just going to love a woman the right way and love her the way that she needs to be loved, is considered a simp. So it's like a lot of times we have taken what is supposed to be good things and good characteristics of men and turn them into a negative. That's what we really have done. And I like this.
Masculinity isn't the problem. The problem is the lack of masculinity.
The lack of it, because I remember growing up, you know, you was told you better not cry, you know. As a man, you don't cry. But you asked the question earlier, should a man cry now? Yes. Do I teach my son now, it's okay for you to cry, because I need to know where you're coming from and how you're feeling. But now, is it wrong for me to tell him, do not cry in front of your enemy? Because then it shows signs of weakness. You understand what I'm saying? Because
cry in front of who?
Your enemies. Because this way I was taught now. See, I'm coming from a military return, and you don't want to cry in front of your enemy when you're about to get into a confrontation, because you're showing a sign of weakness. Now, on the other hand, I'm saying it's okay to cry, but do not do it in front of your enemy.
Okay. You're breaking. Hold on, Ezell. He's breaking up. Is he breaking up to you, James? Okay, maybe it's me then. So you're saying, is it wrong for you to tell your son not to cry in front of your enemy? Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Okay.
But at the same time, we're saying it's okay to cry. But I don't want him to cry in front of his enemy, because it will show a sign of weakness to another man. So if me and James finna have a confrontation and I start crying, it's, to him, he gonna see me as a sign of weakness, then he can control me. You understand what I'm saying? Exactly. So when is it the right time to cry?
Right. And this is just my perspective and point of view. You know, I do feel like it's okay for men to cry. I feel like it's healthy to cry. It's healthy to show emotions, right? Do I think there's a time and place for anybody to cry? Absolutely, right? Do I understand what you're saying about not crying in front of your enemy? Yeah, but I also know that I remember back in the day when some of the strongest little boys got mad, they butts was crying and whooping somebody's tail too, right? So I think if he's crying and running off, that's one thing. But if he's crying and beating somebody's butt, then that's something else. Because when I get angry, I'm a woman, but what does that look like? for other people. That's still a sign of weakness. You know what I'm saying? So I think
it's now we're talking about two different times. We're talking about two different times back then compared to now. Right? Because the world, you know, is crazy crazy right now. Because back then, you got to remember, I don't know how old, I don't know how old James is. But coming up in the 60s, in the 70s, I understand what you're saying. But, you know, they used to call it getting a spell. Mm-hmm. And start biting their hand on getting a spell. Mm-hmm. And that tear running out. But now, if you shed one tear, okay, I got him. Mm-hmm. It's showing a sign of weakness. Now I got him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. James, highlight Jansen Waddell.
Okay. I like his comment.
He's got to do the one right before that. Toxic masculinity is telling little boys men don't cry, right? And then under that, he says, is the alpha male mentality toxic? I think so in a way.
In some instances.
And this is what I'm saying. And James, we've kind of talked about this. So you go ahead and say what you're going to say, and then I'm going to say.
Now.
Go ahead.
Is the alpha male mentality toxic? In some instances. I will say it is in some instances.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, if a man is not able to do certain things for his woman, an alpha male is going to feel like less of a man because he can't do certain things for a woman, for his woman.
Right. Exactly.
Now, in some instances, an alpha male also is going to protect his woman and his family by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So in some instances, it's a good thing. In some instances, it's a bad thing. Like, for instance, if I'm having financial trouble on certain things and my woman has the money to handle these certain things that I'm having financial troubles on, but I'm too stubborn to ask her for the help because I feel like I'm going to feel like less of a man because of it, then at that point, the alpha male mentality is a bad thing. But if I'm protecting her by any means necessary and helping her dodge these bullets that are coming out at her by the rest of the world, then no, it's not. It just depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do feel like some, you know, because back in the day, our grandparents, you know, the men held a lot of value in the home, right? That alpha male said a lot, whether it's emotional, physical, spiritual, sexual abuse, you know, there was a bad stigma around alpha male, right?
Right.
Alpha male that is not toxic is definitely a man that's going to be supportive in every capacity, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, with his spouse. But also, to me, alpha male, if he knows he's short on the bills and he don't have the he's too prideful to ask for help or have conversation, to me that's the weakness. That is a weak person to me, because if you need support and help, just ask, right? So I think there's a fine line between an alpha man, some men feel like that if they pay all the bills, the woman has to cook and clean and do all the things that, you know, they used to do back in the day, right? But if I'm working equally, just as much, could be making more money, could be lateral, you know, why can't we just do whatever needs to be done in the house, right? That doesn't mean that you're less than a man just because of that, or I'm less than a woman, you know? So I think I think there's a fine line, and it all depends on the person and how they decide to move. Ezell, Erica, what do you guys think about the alpha male being toxic?
No, I'm agreeing with what James was saying and what you were saying. Mm-hmm. Definitely alpha male. Therefore, everything that James was saying, he's going to protect his family, going to protect his wife and kids. by any means necessary. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I'm, you know, an alpha male going to support his wife. Mm-hmm. And just like with me, as alpha male, and this for my family, I'm supporting her because she's the one out there beating the bushes, making her career. Mm-hmm. Right, and I'm here for her. I'm the mm-hmm. one, you know, cooking and cleaning and mm-hmm. getting ready for school and everything. Mm-hmm. Now on weekends, she do come in and she pick up the slack. She'll cook mm-hmm. for a couple of days, 3 days. Mm-hmm. But I gotta pick up everything that's running. Mm-hmm. So do that make me less than a man? No, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. make me an alpha male that's supporting my wife mm-hmm. so she can have her career and moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that. So, James, do you want to
go to question number two?
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah, we just on question one.
Number two, that's it.
Define masculinity.
So, the textbook term is qualities or attributes regarded as characteristics of men or boys.
Okay. Go ahead, Eric. For me, masculinity is characteristics of things that makes you a man. I mean, just because, this is how I feel about it. Just because you are born a male does not automatically make you a man. You have to have the characteristics of a man in order to say that you are one. So okay. You got to know those characteristics.
Okay, so you're saying that although you're born a male, you have to have certain characteristics to display masculinity. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, like the scripture says, you'll know a tree by the fruit that it bears. Mm-hmm. You're going to know that he's a man, not by what he looks like, but by the fruit that he is bearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm a sit back for a second and listen to what everybody's saying. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. This is just going in an interesting direction. Go ahead, Erica. Yeah.
What are you saying, James?
So.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get to Jan's question in a minute. Jansen's question. So, do you feel like you need to explain that more? I get what you're saying. Do you feel like you need to explain it or give an example of?
Yeah, I can do that. So let me give an example. So by being a man and by being saying that you are a man and showing the characteristics of it, it means that you are going to protect your household. It means that you are going to do the things that you are supposed to do. It means that you are helping to bring your family in alignment in a way that God would have you to bring your family into alignment. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say, like, characteristics of a man is being led by God and allowing God to lead you in the direction that the family Amen. Needs to go.
Exactly.
Okay, Erica Ezell, go ahead.
No, he got a point on right there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Erica, what you think?
You can't hear? No, what James was saying is point on. It's just leading your house. It's leading your house to church, making sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. With me, characteristic of the man is making sure my son get the best education he can get, making sure my wife get the best support she can get. Everything he was saying, I agree. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you were describing the role that God intended for a male to walk in. That's what I'm hearing you say, James.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I meant by saying, like, you'll know a tree by the fruit that it bears. Like, yeah. You're going to know that he's a man by the way that right. he walks and the way that he carries himself.
Right.
And the way that he right. does.
Right. I needed you to
thank you.
Be more
clarify
specific.
That.
Yeah, because it was going to turn somewhere we that I wasn't go. Sure we was ready for.
We was going.
That's why when you said clarify it. That's
why I'm like, ready.
Yeah, let me clarify.
Oh, really? I was going to back you up, James.
Ready.
Let me clarify what I meant by that.
I'm ready to go there.
Ready.
Right. Okay. So we're going to look at these few little masculinity statements that we have. Jansen said, can a man that's born a man but raised by a woman truly be masculine? Ezell, answer that question.
Yes.
Can a man that's born a man but raised by a woman truly be masculine?
Yes. Yes, he can.
Okay.
I was... even though I had a male figure in the house, and that's what I called him, but I was raised by my mama and sisters. And then I got married and had all girls. So I had, my mother made sure that I was going to be a man and be what a man's supposed to be, what a male role is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. Now, do a man need a male figure? Yes. That's important. You got to have that because it's things that the female not going to be able to do what a male can need to do with raising a son.
Mm-hmm.
And now, unfortunately with me, I had to see what my dad was doing so I could learn what not to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. But I had uncles was telling me stuff. I had cousins was telling me stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was important to have a male figure in my life. Mm-hmm. I even had a minister of my church took me under his wing one summer when they had the summer program. He said, mm-hmm. come, you're going to be with me so you'll learn what male is supposed to do for hard work, respecting mm-hmm. females, understanding the meaning and working and saving your money. Mm-hmm. So it was important to have that male figure in the house. But mm-hmm. can you still be manly? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you still got to have that help of a male role model.
Yeah. I think a lot of times, so do I think that women can raise boys to be men? I think that a woman can do quite a bit. Do I feel like there, like you said, there are still things that a boy child needs to learn from a male? Absolutely. And the hope is that they have uncles or church members or cousins that can show them and lead them and guide them, because there's plenty of boys that grow up in the house with fathers that don't teach them, right? And what does teaching look like a lot of times between father and son? In my generation, your generation, it was more so watch me, not necessarily a lot of conversation, right? But
right.
as we move into these new generations, it's not just about the watching, it's about the communication also, because that is what a lot of my fathers, my grandfathers, my uncles may have lacked in, is that communication that is so important, right? That we don't boys don't share their feelings or express how they feel, or, you know, if they don't have, it's going to make me look weak or less than a man. So I oftentimes say a girl needs her father just as well as her mother, and a boy needs their father just as well as a mother, because both sexes get something from each that is required as they grow and develop into healthy young adults, right?
Yes.
So that's my spiel on that. It is possible. Is there a lack thereof? Yes, one of my good friends was raised by her father. She's a female. What did we not see a lot out of this friend growing up or in college is tears. She didn't always have the externally, probably internally, but because she was raised by a man, one would say that is probably why she didn't show outward emotions a lot. You know what I'm saying? So there are positives and negatives or differences in both. But is it possible? Yes, I think it's possible as well. Erica and James?
I agree 1,000% with what y'all have said.
I can't hear you.
Possible. It's definitely possible.
Mm-hmm. Erica, you have anything?
No, I agree with what's being said. I think that every child needs a balance of both. Mm-hmm. Whether both is in the home, unfortunately, if not, it's yes, it can be taught, learned, given.
Mm-hmm.
That's not easy. So,
okay. Another statement is masculinity is not gender specific. Mr. Anderson, if you want to elaborate on that. Oh, did he elaborate? Okay, let's see. A woman usually raises her boys into the man that she wants him to be and not the man that he needs to be. So before we get to that, I also want him to elaborate on masculinity is not gender specific. We won't touch on that until we get some clarity on that. But a woman usually raises her boys into the man that she wants him to be and not the man that he needs to be. What do you think about that, Ezell and James?
Who sent that in there, Jeffro Anderson?
Can I just say something? When I hear that statement, I hear immediately what came to is what the woman didn't have or what she may have wanted
or in her husband or father
growing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of things that I wasn't going to do, which main one was I wasn't going to have any children unless both parents were in the same home.
Mm-hmm.
And that just comes from, you know, me and my mom in the house. Yes, mm-hmm. They were married at one point, but not.
But you was raised by a single mom.
I was.
For the most part.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Not saying your daddy wasn't there, but not directly in the home is what I mean.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I didn't want to just have a child or children just with mm-hmm. anyone. I was looking at a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
The history, the family history.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure that they were given or surrounded with the love that we all need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying things don't happen.
Right.
But it does affect us later mm-hmm. into adulthood if we don't take mm-hmm. the time to recognize what those triggers are, because it affects your relationships.
That's right.
So
that's right.
At that statement, that's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. And I was listening to something, and I can't remember what it was, but it was talking about how many times men fault women for raising your sons, but you can't fault us if you decided not to be there, because we're doing the best that we can with what we have, right? With the knowledge that we have. Is it true and factual in some situations that mothers do raise their sons to be the men that they may desire, or the man that they may not have had as a father, possibly. But again, they're doing what they can with what they have, right? Yes. So where is dad in these situations, right? And then in some cases, again, dad is in the home. And is he being dad? Is he being a father? What is he being?
Is that my internet?
You know, hearing that statement kind of reminded me of a photo that I've seen circulating on social media, like where the photo was of a woman and the man was walking out of the house, and the woman had two kids, and she was down on her knees and she was praying, and she says, "I don't need a man." The daughter was saying, "I don't want a man." And the little boy that was sitting over there beside her, that was a baby, said, "I don't want to be a man." So it's like a lot of times we can engrave these toxic thoughts into our children's heads without even realizing it. And Tevis will be back. And I think he clarified it a little bit right here. So, Tevis, I think Brother Jethro clarified it.
Okay. Sorry, y'all. My connection went bad. He said, I knew that's probably what he meant, but I needed to gain clarity to be for sure.
Yeah, that's his question when the Titan win the game.
Don't y'all start. So I meant that women are more masculine than men nowadays. Okay. And that's what I thought that you meant, but I just wanted to gain clarity on that. Masculinity is not gender specific. These days it's not. How do you all feel about women being masculine? It's a thing. It ain't a thing. We see it every day, but I mean, does it look right, feel right, sit right? Maybe not. But I mean, that is a touchy subject. That puts us into a whole different pot that I don't know that we want to step into.
You don't
want to
open that book right now.
Okay. So the next question. Okay, wait a minute. Men usually give their boys the hard truth about the world, and some of those hard lessons would be considered toxic masculinity these days. Men usually give their boys the hard truth about the world, and some of those hard lessons would be considered toxic masculinity these days. What do you guys think? You all can respond to that. If not, we can go to the next question. That is a toxic relationship between mother and son. That is right, Tiffany. I thought XY chromosomes make a man. They are talking about masculinity. I mean that women are more masculine than men nowadays. Laugh out loud. We're not talking about the Titans. Okay, so let's move on. The next question is, define being too soft. It means he feels comfortable enough with you to show his vulnerable side. The thing that with most males is that they are taught to be tough and is demonstrating behavior that results in being consistently less effective than what is otherwise possible and needed in performing responsibilities. So for me, if I hear a man, alpha man, a masculine man, a man saying, "Oh, he's too soft." To me, that is if a man or a boy or a male person is showing too many feelings, too many emotions. That is one perspective. At one point, that was just what I thought. Like, okay, if I hear somebody say, "Oh, he's soft," or "he's being too soft," that was because he was showing too many emotions, you know, whether good, bad, or indifferent. But when you all hear that a person is being too soft, what do you all think? Or a man is being too soft, what do you all think about that? What do you all think?
I don't think. I'm teaching him now to be open mm-hmm. and let me know what's going on and what you're mm-hmm. feeling and what's on your mind. Because let me give you an example here, and I'm going to go a little deep for me. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I was raised that way, you can't be soft, you better not cry and everything. Mm-hmm. Because of the way I was raised, I have not grieved over the loss. I was just talking to Erica Dad, but I have not grieved over the loss of my first wife and the grieved over the loss of my mother. Mm-hmm. Because the way I was raised, I was molested at age 7. Let's get it straight, by a female. Mm-hmm. I was molested and having sex by a female. And she would teach me everything for 2 years. And I kept that to myself until I was 30. Because mm-hmm. I was told, if you tell you're too soft, you're too soft, you're too weak. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in the world today, I want him to let me know what's going on. But talk to me. And he'd take a shower, be in the shower, and I'd get him to talking. I need to know what's going on in your world now. I need what you're thinking about, how you mm-hmm. feeling. And he'll get to talking, or him and his mama be laying in bed. And when I hear him talking, I stay out the way because he opening up to her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do I think that's being soft? No. I wish back then I had someone to teach me to open up. Because mm-hmm. maybe now I can stop holding stuff on the inside and let stuff out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense to you?
No, that's perfect. That's perfect sense. So many young men, have experienced that, whether by woman or by man. And because they didn't have an outlet, because someone's saying, don't tell, or I'll hurt somebody you love, or don't tell because that means you're weak or you're soft. So, no, I received that. I received that. Erica and James, when you all hear being too soft, how do you all take that?
I let me just clarify something. I think that it is not a limit on the love that you share between a father and child or mother and child. There's no limit on that. And so we both take turns on doing a lot of things with Ezell. So, but we also explain to him the differences on everything. Mm-hmm. So he just said, we'll be in the shower. Yes. But on the other side of that is, this is your daddy and you don't take showers with me. Mm-hmm. And you don't let anybody else do that. Right. So if you're explaining those differences to your children, then they will understand that you don't do that outside of that. And if somebody's asking you to do that, then you need to tell us which that one happened, because we wouldn't allow it anyway. So I just wanted to clear that up. But it is about a balance and being open and letting your child know that it's okay, whatever it is. At least to let you know what's going on, so you can find out what's going on with them.
I think when I hear too soft, the first thing that comes to my mind is, a lot of times the man is being too vulnerable with his feelings, because in a lot of times nowadays with a lot of women and with society nowadays in general, it's okay for women to be vulnerable with their feelings. But when a man tries to do the same thing, we're told to toughen up and be a man. You don't have feelings. You have to deal with things and kind of bottle it up sometimes. So I think a lot of times what has happened is the society that we have lived in has made it to the point to where it is harder for men to kind of open up nowadays, because of the fact of we're afraid of, if we open up, then we're going to be looked as
as less than.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, I agree.
I like this question right here.
Why are women so hard on the girls but treat the boys like delicate little flowers? We've had this debate. So let me, I want to share my thought. So my mother and my grandmothers all said to me, not even in the same room, different times in my growing up, that they wanted me to be strong and independent and not have to depend on anyone to take care of me. So now we hear this, that ain't nothing to gloat about. That ain't nothing to be proud about. Well, you know, it is something to be proud about, right? Because I'm thankful that I am independent. I'm thankful that, you know, if it came time for me to survive, that I can pull it together. But that also doesn't mean that I don't want a helpmate, that I don't desire companionship, right? That I don't want a male in my life for whatever role he is supposed to play. So I think that it's okay to be a strong woman, to be a strong female, to be strong, period, as long as you know how to balance your strength and when to use it. If you have a man that is leading, that is the head of your household, that can guide you, but also respects you as a woman, your love, your strength, how you nurture, care for, take care of him. And if, baby, I'm down, I know she got me, then you definitely want a strong woman. And there's nothing wrong with that, because you don't want an Edith Bunker that if you pass away or fall off a chair, she don't know how to pick you up, or she can't go out and hustle to make sure the bills get taken care of. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a fine line between being a strong woman and utilizing it in the right way, then and a strong woman that's boisterous is saying that she don't need a man, she don't want a man, and I don't need a man type of woman, right? I'm proud that my parents raised me strong, especially given about of what I experienced these last 7 months in my life. Had they not raised me, I may be back home in Bowling Green, Kentucky, living under their roof, right? But because I have common sense, and because I have some type of motivation and determination about me, I figured it out, right? So I also feel like in my relationship with a man that I trust, that I'm comfortable with, that learning how to fall back becomes easy versus a man that you don't trust or doesn't make you feel comfortable and secure. You're probably going to always be guarded and feel like you're going to have to be strong all the time. So I think there's a balance in that. So that is what I want to say, because am I raising my daughter to be strong, but help her to understand that when a man wants to love you and cater you and take care of you, allow him to do that? I absolutely am. And I have said that, just like a time when her friend was over and I was like, Ava, you need to take out the trash. And he said, no, I'll do it. And she's like, I got it. I said, no, he's got it. And I said in front of him and her, when a young man, a man, your man, whatever, wants to be a man or is being a man, allow them to do that, right? So I think it's all about how you teach that child. Now, as far as raising our boys to be delicate little flowers, that's a question that I think Erica and Ezell can answer, because you guys are raising a boy child, a male child. Is there a time where you feel like Erica is too delicate? When Erica is too delicate or too gentle or too soft versus not?
No, she's not. That's not. She's definitely not soft. Or, yeah. Can you hear us? Can you hear me, Terry?
Yes, sir. I can.
You can, James?
I can hear you.
Mm-hmm. No, she's not too. Oh no. She tough on him. We both tough on him, y'all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had to remind her the heavy hand that she got when she playing around with. But she definitely tough on him. Just the same way I was tough on the two girls I raised. Mm-hmm. Especially being in the military, because in the military, we moved around every 3 years. And anytime I can be gone. So I had to teach them to be independent. I had to teach them to be tough. I had to teach them to get out there and hustle, you know, because you never know when I'm gonna leave and when I'm gonna come back, right? And so, and they grew up to this day now, strong, independent women. And they out there, got there and hustle. And they got their graduate degrees and definitely doing their thing. And we're putting the same value into Little E. And we both, we sat down and we both talked about this. And we both agreed on the same thing. We definitely going to raise a young man. And we're going to be tough with him. Now, every time when I be rough on him, then he going to run to his mama. You know, when I'm rough, she going to comfort him. When she rough on him, then I'm going to comfort him.
Right, so right.
It's just like she said, it's that way of balance we got. Now, when he come running to me, then I mean, him have a talk. Now, you know what you did wrong. Right? And he's going to have to fix it.
Right.
But I got to talk to him at that 8-year-old.
So
you can understand where I'm coming from, right? So you're not definitely get pat on the back. You're going to understand what you did wrong and this is what little boys are supposed to do. All right? You don't talk to mama this way. You don't do this, you don't do that. And you're going to go back in there and talk to your mama and fish.
Right.
Go ahead.
I think we have a good balance on how we raise Israel, as far as not being, I guess, just a balance. The soft is makes me think of a lot of things. I don't really like using that word because it don't sit right with me very well. But like you said, there are times when it's hard for me to step back and let him, as his father, to do certain things, because as a mother, we want to do everything because that's just how we're made. But there are things that I can't do that only a male or a father can do. So I have to sit back, allow him to do it, and not take it as him taking anything away from me, because for me, that's my baby. So that's one of the things that's hard for me. But I also didn't have that growing up. That's the independent part.
Right. James, you have anything on that?
Off of mute. I was trying to come off of mute and I kept clicking on my camera.
Oh, okay. I was like, what's going on?
But for me, I would. It's a communication type thing, as already been stated. It would have to be a communication between the parents on how you are going to raise that child. Because even though I do not have kids, I do know that every child is different. So what might one may not work for another. So
that's right. That's a fact.
You have to figure it out.
That's a fact. Tiffany Precious T said, because Black women were taught and programmed to hold her son close so that he doesn't die, while the daughter had to be pushed to be women. Jethro Anderson said, Tiffany Precious T Williams, so why is a man pushing a little boy to be a man considered to be toxic masculinity? It's toxic when he is not allowed to be vulnerable and express his feelings. When you teach them that crying makes them a punk. What woman wants to be with a crybaby? A crybaby boy will eventually grow up to be a crybaby, too sensitive man. That is not true. That is definitely not true. I agree. I agree that you know, again, all kids go through different phases and stages in their life. I am the only girl between two boys, and there were arguments in my house as a teenager because the older brother got to do things that that I didn't get to do, and curfews and this and that. My big brother is sensitive. He's mean as heck, but he's sensitive. And I don't recall my father ever calling him a crybaby or, you know, making him feel some kind of way, even still to this day. Now, the little brother has a soft heart, but you may not see the tears as quickly as you may the older boy. But to me, they're both men. They are both masculine. They both are providers of their families and their children and of themselves. So I don't think that just because a young child cries or is loved unconditionally by their mother, that it makes them a crybaby. I don't. That's my spiel on that.
Mr. Anderson stuck in that generation where men's not supposed to cry.
I would agree with that. Yeah. Definitely mm-hmm. not something that makes him a crybaby at all.
Yeah. Ezell, you're breaking up. James, can you hear him? It must be me.
I could. So what about you, Ms. Erica? What do you think about that comment?
About which part? That men should cry?
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. It's just, we all have emotions and feelings.
It's not good to hold those emotions and feelings in because it will affect you later as you grow and mature. It'll affect how you communicate. I did hear my husband say he wishes he wouldn't hold things in, but I don't feel that he holds things in at all. I feel that he's very open and honest, but he also knows how to make you feel comfortable enough to be able to share and be vulnerable. And that's what, to me, a balanced man are part of, one of the attributes. It helps. It doesn't make you soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. James, did you want to answer that? Anything?
Well, I definitely agree. I think that a lot of times what has happened is that we have taken that old school mindset, which there's nothing wrong with that old school mindset to a degree. But what you got to do is you got to take that old school mindset, take some of the things from that old school, but add new school principles.
Right. Got to evolve.
Yes. You got to. If you don't evolve, if we didn't evolve, we would still be driving around with our feet instead of like the Flintstones, of driving around with the wheels.
Right.
You have to
right.
evolve constantly.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Thank y'all for those responses. For sure. Go ahead. No, you're good. No, keep going. I was just saying thank you for the responses.
That's one of the things that stands out to me with Ezell is that he does come from a different generation. There is a difference between us, but he evolves with it. He has evolved with it because he has seen a lot of life. That's not even the word I want to use. He's been around the world a few times, things mm-hmm. that we read or have learned growing up. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that I really respect about him.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause he was born in the 60s, raised in the 60s, grown up in the 70s, come through the 80s, 90s. Here we are in 2023.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And a lot of men don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that about him.
Yeah. It's important to evolve. You have to have a growth mindset. You have to move forward. The same, I'm not saying, like, some things stay the same. Morals, values, you know, kindness, integrity, you know, respect, all those things stay the same. But there are certain things that evolve, right? Because the world is changing. The music is different. The way we communicate is different. The way we receive news is different, you know, and because of that, our children are different, right? It's different. We're not in the streets running in the fields, making makeshift basketball goals and cow tipping and, you know, doing all these things back in the day that we used to do, right? It's just different. So, yeah, you definitely have to evolve. I think we answered 4 because we talked about the family dynamics. I do want to ask a few more questions, one being, should boys and men hold hands, hug, or cry? And we've kind of talked about that, so we don't have to really get into that. Number 6, is there a certain time when a man should stop hugging or kissing their son? And when I say kiss, you know, I'm talking about cheek or forehead kiss. Of course, never in the mouth, I would hope, after they turn 1 anyway. But is there ever a time where a man should stop hugging or kissing their son?
I don't think so. That's a father and son. There's a difference, and we can tell the difference between a kiss.
Yes, for sure.
So that relationship is totally different, mm-hmm. and it's just a form of affection between them. But it doesn't mean anything else other than that.
Right.
That would be like you have your male friends and how they greet each other. It might be a dap. It might be whatever that man hug is.
Mm-hmm.
But it does. It's nothing other than that.
Right. Right.
So I don't think it needs to be a stopping point.
So yes, and I agree with that. James, what do you think? Ezell, what do you think?
Still thinking on that one. As of right now, you know, I still hug and kiss on little E, but he mm-hmm. ate, but I kiss his nose.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's right. It. I said, give me my nose, and he'll. Even when I drop him off at school, he mm-hmm. come and give me his note. Mm-hmm. I test him one day just to see what he's gonna do, and I kissed his lips to see what he's gonna do. And he
mm-hmm. that's the difference. That's mm-hmm. the difference that you have to teach your children.
Yeah, that's my kiss, mom.
You don't kiss right. the man in the mouth,
right?
But you kiss your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I did that test to see the response and.
Mm-hmm.
He set the standard.
Right, right. That,
you know, he did himself. So I know there'll be a time he probably ain't gonna let me kiss his nose.
Right,
so
right.
So I'm almost at the point to say that the boy growing up gonna set that out, you know, because mm-hmm. I ain't at that point yet with him.
Right, right.
But he made that point. He won't let me touch his lips.
Yeah.
He told me for this moment. Right. Mama lips.
Right.
I can kiss your nose. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I figure I got about another year with that, and that's going to be a wrap.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Ezell, tell me some of the manly things that you do teach your son. Quote unquote manly things.
everything. I mean, he into karate, so in boxing. So we do karate, we box. Summertime, he loved basketball. Mm-hmm. So, everything. Now I'm big on education. So one of the big manly thing I think that they don't think is manly for a man, and that's for man or female, is you got to learn how to read.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be educated so you mm-hmm. can be able to communicate with anyone, with right. any female at any level. So, but the manly thing is with him in sports, his karate. He big in karate and boxing. And now he want to go to gymnastics so he can learn how to flip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do that.
So no gymnastics?
No gymnastics. I'll take him because to me, it's going to coincide with his karate.
Right, right.
All right. So right. Those are the mainly things I do with him.
Yeah. Do you see a big difference in how you discipline or raise your daughters versus your son? Is there differences? Any differences? Big differences?
Well, it's always different from raising girls and boys, but for the discipline point of it, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna take it. I didn't take it from them. I'm not gonna take it from him.
Mm-hmm.
Now with the girls. When I had a girl, I had to play tea party. I mm-hmm. had Baba Doll house. Mm-hmm. I was on the floor drinking tea and mm-hmm. doing all the stuff. I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I had girls. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, just like I told you, he came to me and while I'm in granddaddy mode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
like, oh. So now I got to learn how to flip from when they all hear from, okay, I'm granddaddy with y'all too. Okay, Lee. Now you don't know, you know.
Right.
Constantly.
Yeah.
So I think he got the best of both worlds for me
mm-hmm.
because of the experience I had from raising the kids, and now he came to me at this time. So I got a little bit more knowledge, a whole lot more patience.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. So. I think that probably one of the biggest things, the patience.
Right.
As you know, when you first parent, first mommy, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. you got to learn how to have that patience.
Mm-hmm.
And I know sometimes I get on Erica's nerves about that. I say, you got to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because mm-hmm. I know that patience is the key thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Cause they gonna take you through some changes,
right? Mm-hmm. So do you believe that just because a man is a good communicator and good at expressing their emotions that would make them soft, or do you feel like a man should know how to do those things?
A man definitely needs to know how to do that with his mother, his daddy, with the females, with anyone. Mm-hmm. With males, he gotta be able to express his feelings to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
That will make mm-hmm. him. Even more man that you can respect. I can respect a man more when he can express and tell me where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
At least I understand. Now I know where you're coming from. If I've done something wrong to you, then I'm man enough to apologize because
mm-hmm.
you expressed mm-hmm. that feeling to me. So don't hold it back because then mm-hmm. it's boiling up on the inside and then one day it's going boom. It's just going to blow up and we look like, what's going on? So it definitely, and to me, it's very important for a man to express his emotion and communicate his feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the expansion on the comments? From Mr. Johnson?
James, what do you feel about that? Do you believe that it makes a man more manly to be able to communicate and express themselves? Has that been a challenge for you as you've grown up and dating and communicating with women?
It's definitely where I am now, it's kind of funny because it's like I'm forced to communicate. It's like they're not mm-hmm. just taking the, she's not just taking the, I'm okay. She's like, no, I know you. Be honest, be upfront. Tell me what's going mm-hmm. on. And it's like, it takes mm-hmm. me a while to do it, but eventually it's like, I let it out. Because one of my biggest problems is I used to let things build up. And then it's like, once I let mm-hmm. it build up, I explode over stuff. It's done happened like 3 or 4 months ago. And she's like, where did this come from? That was that long ago and you just now?
Yeah. I personally think
like I've learned to communicate better now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think you should not let anything go past a day or two. And I say that reason being, because you want to make sure you get your thoughts together. And if it's any emotions going on, for us, anger, you want to get that under control because you want to be able to express yourself so that person can understand exactly where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do, for both of you guys, both of you men, do you all feel like as you're, like, so Ezell, when you were first married or growing up, do you feel like you're a better communicator now of your feelings and your thoughts versus before, or have you always been a very open communicator about your thoughts and feelings, emotions?
I'm more better now. Mm-hmm. I had to learn because you got to remember, let me see, I got married at the age of 17, 18. Mm-hmm. 17 going mm-hmm. to 18, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we didn't know how to communicate like we should. We mm-hmm. was young, right out of high school, and getting ready to have a baby.
Right.
And so, and now, did that come towards the end? Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. As time went by, I mean, we started communicating more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And but at one time, I was, let's see, too much. I don't know the best way to put it, too much of an alpha man because it was. I'm the type of person hit the table and da-da-da-da. And my mm-hmm. I was communicating, my communication was my force. Mm-hmm. And then I can see how I'm getting shaken and nervous. And I mm-hmm. didn't want that. And that right. kind of pulled me away. So I had mm-hmm. I had to regroup and relearn how to do it. And so now I think I communicate, well, you had to ask her, I think I communicate good.
He communicates very well. It forces me to communicate more
mm-hmm.
because, again, I didn't have that to a mm-hmm. point.
Right.
And it allows me to be more vulnerable and more comfortable and to see why I react or do the things or respond the way that I do or have done, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. whether it be now or in the past. And so it's definitely pushed me. And also because, again, we have a child and they're watching every move that you're making or every sound, mm-hmm. the way that you communicate. And I don't want him to shut down.
Right. So these last few comments or statements, we're so mixed up in this country. The girls are too masculine and the boys are too feminine, and y'all cool with that, huh? That's why girls are turning to other girls. Well, girls are turning to other girls because that's their choice. Men are turning to other men. What is the reason for that? Because that's their choice, right? I think there's choices. Is the country all over the place at this point? It is. But that's why your home, your foundation has to be stable, right? Your foundation has to be stable. Otherwise, never know what could happen. But, you know, there's people that still choose these other paths and they may have had a stable foundation. You know, a lot of things are preferences these days and choices, and some things aren't. So again, that goes into a whole nother conversation. Hakeem says, OMG, I have so much to expound on this family. I've researched and studied this. It is a real dilemma. It is. Hakeem, if you are still listening, if you want to chime in and elaborate a little bit more, we would like to read. Tiffany said that I will not cry and share my feelings is why so many children don't know how to express themselves and others. That's right. That is very true. Again, it goes back to this just being different times, right? It's different times compared to before. And again, we have to evolve. We have to pivot. We have to maneuver. I'm going to read something and then we'll close out because we're 15 minutes in. And I don't want to keep you guys long any longer. Is being soft a sign of weakness? One interprets it as a superpower in the core of values. Being soft means you work on being well adjusted. Because of the various ways we were raised and because of the problems we face as men, we tend to go to dark places. We must always be tough, ready to dish out brutal violence at a moment's notice. We hide our pain, we drink, we smoke, and never give ourselves a healthy outlet. So I think what this person was saying is important because what is too soft, right? It can be a lot of things, but I think it's not a matter of being too soft, more so than people growing and evolving and teaching our sons, our male counterparts, how to communicate effectively, how to express themselves, letting them know that it's okay to have emotions that are good, bad, sad, mad, or glad. It's all about how you choose to express yourself. And if you choose to cry or be overly emotional in a safe place with your partner, that's okay too, right? I'm not saying you got to be crying in front of everybody, but just letting them know that if your partner is your safe place or whoever it is, then be comfortable expressing yourself. You know, everybody's not here to judge or to hurt or to make fun of you. So I think my takeaway from this conversation would be just that, you know, whether you're raising a male child as a single mother or father or with two parents, allowing them to grow to be who they should be, but leading and guiding, coaching and training, teaching, and above all things, communication. And what I learned from my parents more than anything is the importance of communication. And for me, any ship, relationship, whatever it is, professional, non-personal, family, that if there's not a healthy line of communication, then there's no need for me to be a part of it. Am I patient? Am I willing to grow in communication? Absolutely. But there has to be forward moving for sure. So more than anything, I think that it's okay for us to teach our boys to communicate effectively, and learning how to communicate and express yourself to me is not being soft, which is what we were taught growing up. So that's my takeaway. So if everybody wants to share their takeaway, please do so, and then we will close out.
I'm good.
I definitely agree with you, Tevis. Being soft is not a bad thing. It's not a thing, a sign of weakness. It is a sign of strength if you are soft to the right person. Because I can tell you from a man's perspective, we are only going to, the right woman, the correct woman, will make us turn into little teddy bears and be soft. The rest of the world may get the hardcore side of us, but that white woman is going to get that side of us that the rest of the world doesn't really get to see. Mm-hmm. But she has to make us feel safe as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Eric, can you tell?
I agree 100% with both of y'all said.
You do have to. I agree with what everyone's saying. But I do, keep in mind that I am, as a mother or any mother, a son, that's the first woman they see. Mm-hmm. So I am really being cognizant on how I'm reacting and how I'm treating him, mm-hmm. how I'm talking to him, my reactions and my whatever action that I'm in, so that he will know the type or how a woman should be, mm-hmm. and how she should treat him, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. It's not one more or the other. So I'm trying to give him that model.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because his choice based on female, it starts at home.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Thanks.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, James.
I was agreeing with what was said. That is definitely true. It starts at home.
Okay. Well, I guess you can close us out and wrap us up.
All right. Y'all, we thank y'all for watching us tonight. We thank y'all for rocking with us tonight. It was definitely a powerful discussion. If you came in here late, you can always catch the replay. But if you want to hear the audio while you're at work or you driving, you can always tune into the audio podcast, which will drop at 12 midnight. We will have this in audio format on every podcast station. Definitely tune in and listen to us, and share it with a friend and let them know about Real Talk Monday. Definitely tune in next week. We have another great episode for you next week. Daisy and I will be on next week, and we are excited about the fact that we will be getting an interview, Mr. Huey Williams of the Jacksons of the News. So that is an amazing opportunity right there. So definitely tune in to Real Talk Monday on next Monday at 7 o'clock, and definitely rock with us on that. We will only be on Facebook on next week. So don't go to YouTube and don't look for us on the podcast after that. But you can definitely catch us on Facebook next week. As I always say, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning some things that we're looking at is bad. God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, be blessed, and be a blessing to someone else and to our great, awesome guests. I thank them for coming on and being on here and being so open with us on tonight. And Tevis, I thank you for a powerful topic and picking a powerful topic. So we will see y'all next week.
Thank y'all.
Peace.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.